All right, let's talk about COVID. Because if you wear a mask, you are not a COVIDist. You may be a criminal. That is according to New York City. They don't want you to wear masks anymore. Hmm. Unless you're Jessica Chastain at the Oscars, in which case you can wear a mask and be applauded for it, actually. She thought that wearing a mask in the crowd of the Oscars would protect her, but she did not wear it on stage and she did not wear it on the red carpet. She wore it while walking through to the red carpet. And she also did not wear one while she traveled to Ukraine when she met with Zelensky just recently. Here's a picture of her doing that. And in fact, in most of the footage where she's walking around and meeting with politicians in Ukraine, she didn't wear a mask. So I don't know what her science is that she uses to decide when she wants to wear a mask or not. It is a bit more common in California. I was in California just in February. And, you know, people do wear masks quite frequently.
Right.
I would say more than in most places, because I was also in Idaho and I didn't see anybody in Idaho wearing a mask. No. So
I never saw that COVID made it to Ukraine. I never heard that. So,
oh, I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Don't know. But it does seem to help people commit crimes. We reported recently that there are studies that show that masks don't prevent the transmission of COVID. In fact, there were studies as recently as 2016 that showed that masks don't prevent viral infections in the world. But they do, in fact, help with crimes. Who needs a nylon on your head if you got a COVID mask? Here is New York City Mayor Eric Adams, less than 4 months ago, though, pleading with New Yorkers to please wear a mask. This is in December of 2022. Listen.
We're at a very significant moment right now, and Dr. Fasan reminds us all the time during the holiday season. We come together to be with our families and loved ones. And during that time, we really need New Yorkers to hear the directions that are going to come from these two medical professionals of how do we enjoy the holidays and spread love without spreading the virus. And we could have that combination, everything from if you're feeling ill to stay home so you don't spread it to your loved ones. Make sure that if you're in surrounders that you're unsure about, that you wear face covering. And it's crucial to make sure that you are vaccinated and you're taking the booster shots.
Okay. So now, though, he is saying that the Bodega Association is pleading with him to make people to remove their masks. See how the tone has changed in less than 4 months.
We're not asking the bodega to tell the person when they walk in, hey, sir, you have to take off your mask. There's a sign at the door that the Bodega Association helped us create. Let's be clear on that. The Bodega Association helped us create a sign that says, please, upon entering, remove your mask, and you can put it back on. But think about this for a moment. As I looked at some of the videos, I looked at about 30 videos of people who committed the robberies in Canada, smoke shops, and in bodegas. In each one of those videos, you saw the person inside walking around with his mask on. And if you did a real analysis of it, you see that, hey, this guy's up to something. So if you're refusing to remove your mask, don't confront the person. But now you're saying, wait a minute, now let me pay attention to this person that is in the store lingering around with the mask. We've gotten so used to the mask that we don't realize there's a large volume of people that are wearing it, not because of COVID, because they're criminals.
Oh.
Oh, how do you know? I could be both.
Yeah, and look, historically mask wearing, you're not allowed to wear masks at all. I mean, there's an anti-vigilante law. You're not allowed to wear masks. Like, the only day you're allowed to wear masks is Halloween, right? Mm-hmm. So you're
Batman
not allowed to wear masks. Yeah, you're not allowed to wear masks. Like, look it up. It's illegal to wear masks. And so I'm talking about, like, you know, party masks or anything like that because of criminality, right? So, yes, of course. And this has been predicted. I mean, even the team at InfoWars for like 3 years had been talking about this, that this was going to be used for criminality. This was going to be used for doing nefarious things.
Yeah.
And here you go.
Well, I just want to know, what is the science that says COVID won't hit you in the face when you walk indoors so that you can get a picture taken of yourself And then, but you should put it back on. Like, what's the science? Because he does want you to wear a mask, but, and he says you can put it back on if you're concerned about COVID. But
so walk in, get your photo taken by the security cameras in case you rob something.
Yes.
So somebody watching this, first of all, no criminal is going to be watching an Eric Adams press conference as a criminal. It's like,
but
okay.
Also, you can see that only one subset of the population will be asked to remove their mask. And then you're going to see people who look like, you know, like me. If I walked in with my mask, they're not going to profile me. They're going to let me keep my mask on.
Okay.
Because I don't fit the profile.
You look nefarious.
Do I? Really?
I don't know. I mean, think about it. Like Winona Ryder, she stole a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
remember?
She looks like me. That's my Netflix profile.
Like 5 foot, you know, dark haired. Like, well, she seems honest. She's the one that's going to. I remember when I worked at the video store.
Are you telling me that I could intimidate people? Because I don't normally.
Yeah, you could intimidate people. Well, I wouldn't say intimidate, but you could definitely get away with theft. Because no one would suspect you.
Right.
Right? Like,
this is my point.
Like, I worked at the video store.
Who's going to be asked to remove the mask and who's not?
I worked at a video store and a mom came in with her stroller and stole a PlayStation from the store and put it in the bottom of the stroller.
Yeah.
And I caught them.
Was there a real baby in there?
I don't even think there was a baby in there. Mm. They didn't even have a baby in there. They used the stroller. So it was unassuming to me, you know? So you can't, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, but you're right.
Now you're a criminal.
So there's no science behind this.
Right.
That is what we're trying to point out. And in fact, he said this, he went on 1010 Winds, which is the local radio station, and said, you know, look, we just can't have people walking in stores because we can't use facial recognition technology to find them when they commit crimes. And then a 1010 Winds reporter posted this on Twitter. This is a guy in Brooklyn using the mask in the COVID gear to hold up the store. And, you know, I just want to point out, you know, who else wears masks way before the pandemic is Antifa. In fact, the gear that they use is called Black Block. This is an Antifa group in Sacramento this weekend at D-Trans Awareness Day coming out. And the Antifa Black Block gear is not just black clothing and a black mask, although you can wear a COVID mask if you don't have one. You see that guy in the back has one. But also hats, helmets, hoods, and umbrellas, which they use to weaponize, pointy umbrellas as well, is not just to block out their face for if they commit any violence, but also to hit you with. And so people who yelled about masking in public, did you see this as an unintended consequence? I didn't. And given that we have to distinguish between taking off the mask and then putting it back on, you know, that really hinders our ability to argue the science about mask wearing.
It's ridiculous.
So, yeah, this seems to have really come back to bite us.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we wanted everyone wearing masks, and now all these robberies are happening. And then, of course, if you're like Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, she blamed, of course, the stores. She blamed the store owners for not chaining down their items and their purses and, you know, buying more security cameras that they can't afford and all of these things. So it's their fault. It's the bodega's fault. It's the store's fault. It's not this ridiculous COVID policy of forcing people to wear masks in public places and all of these different stuff. Like when you're in the park and you're walking the dog, you got to have that mask
on.
Well,
I just wonder, you know, I watched so many videos of people being confronted in a Costco for not wanting to wear a mask. And we were making fun of them. That was the tone of the videos. It was even, there was some actor who wanted to go to a Costco and said, like, look, they're not letting me in because, and we, you know, we called them COVID idiots and that kind of thing. Well, yeah, like the internet, the collective consciousness. Yeah. So then now will there be the antithesis of that, which is mask shaming? Like, you won't take off your mask? You know, no, of course there won't. There won't be the same kind of shaming of people who we think are criminals or, you know, hey, you got to take off your mask. And there's like a little old lady is like, but I'm afraid and I have COPD. And it's like, we're going to shame her for wearing a mask.
I know. Like I was at Starbucks the other day and I was sitting there doing some work and just having a coffee. And there's like a, I don't know, 30 something girl came in wearing like a Yankees hat. And she wearing a mask. I've seen her now a couple of times, like because I like to go to the coffee shops. And so she's there and she's wearing a mask the whole time. Like even like she takes a sip of coffee and lifts up her mask and then she puts it back and then she does her shopping. And for weeks, like this is like the thing.
Yeah.
And then I see like an old, but no, now it's odd. Like now to me, she stands out because no one has a mask on.
Well, I think that this points out the mean-spiritedness of those videos in the first place of yelling at people for not, and I watched them too. And you know, at the time I didn't know what to think and I'm not a doctor and I'm like, yeah, put on your mask, you know? And now I feel like that was mean-spirited of me to get into the spirit of those like making fun of people who were being yelled at for wanting to go into Walgreens and say, I have asthma, I'm not going to wear a mask. And so we're certainly not going to do the opposite and make fun of people who do want to continue to wear a mask. And I think that we all should sort of confront how we felt about that now.
No, our policy on this show has always been do whatever you want. Don't tell other people what to do, right? You want to wear a mask because that's what you think you need and you've read something that you do it, right? If you want to, you know, you want to wear a dress, wear a dress. I don't give a rat's ass. But the moment you tell me to do it, that's when I have a problem. The moment you tell my kids to do it, that's when we're going to have words,
yeah.
Right? The moment you try to force something on any of us, we're going to have a problem.
This is the danger of politicizing everything because now it's so politicized that if you have on a mask, you're a Democrat. If you don't, you're a Republican. Like, you're a right-wing nut job if you're not walking around scared to death of COVID, and you're a left-wing person if you are. So it's like, it's just created factions again, just like everything in this country gets politicized, and that's a dangerous thing. We have to stop politicizing everything.
Right.
I wish. Yeah. Go back to the 1990s where we can have friendly debates about politics and not, you know, come at each other's throats where we, you know, members of Congress would go out to dinner across the aisle and have dinner with, you know, each other and solve things, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, somebody on my stream the other day was asking, like, how come it's so different than the 60s and 70s with protests and stuff? But it's like, if you look at the gap between Democrat and Republican back in the 60s, it was probably like this. And now we keep moving so far this way. Like, we're so far apart now. It's like we can't even have conversations. We can't even be in the same room.
Yeah. I mean, when we watched that yesterday, that Pod Save America thing, I thought I was like watching another country or like another, it was people.
It felt like a parody.
It felt like people from another planet.
And I used to listen to that show quite regularly and I never felt the amount of outrage that I felt yesterday. So it's gotten really far and politicized.
Thank you so much for watching this segment here at Redacted. We are live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time, trying to share the stories that the mainstream media will not cover. You should also come over and join our community of Redacted Rebels over at redacted.inc. That's our private locals community where we can share exclusive content that we simply cannot share here on YouTube. Come over and join the rebellion together right now by going to redacted.inc. We'll see you next time.